Hi, friends. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park, and I'll be right back after a quick message.
Did you know that the University of Maryland is one of the 50 fittest colleges in America? Our state-of-the-art Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Fieldhouse have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
Sweet baby, your sex has meaning. No, this time you stay till the morning. Duvet days and vanilla ice cream. More than just one night together exclusively. Baby, let me be your man. So table, long walks on the beach in April. Yeah, I promise, darling, that I'll be faithful.
That was Let Me by Zane. Hey guys, happy Wednesday. This is Radio Kill the Video Stars, the show that comes on every Wednesday at 7 now, it's the show where I talk about music videos. I played Zane because last time I was here, I had a whole conversation with myself about The Summer I Turned Pretty because I was watching The Summer I Turned Pretty. And yes, everybody, I have finished The Summer I Turned Pretty. I made a prediction the last time I was here, and the cord is caught on this chair. Hang on. Okay. I made a prediction the last time I was here, and I was trying to predict what would happen on The Summer I Turned Pretty, even though everybody else had already seen it, but I hadn't seen it and I needed to know. So I was predicting what happened, and I was thinking, here's what my prediction was. I thought that, I'll just tell you what was right and what was wrong. I correctly predicted that Jeremiah, the like for a good portion of the season, was going to be racing to get to Belly. I have no idea how I knew that, but I could feel that they were like, because I knew that in the show it would have to be that like Belly is like, she's on her own and she needs to like have some type of development with Conrad, and the only way that's going to happen is if Jeremiah is stuck. Like, there's no way he's going to let Belly be with Conrad. So, you know, I could just see how he was going to have to be racing to her, and I was only right about that part. I was also right that there was like a confession. I knew he was going to confess his love. Like, it wasn't going to be her turn. I knew that he had to say something, so there was going to be like a whole confession scene, and there was. I was wrong when I thought it was going to be in the rain. It should have been in the rain. It was on the beach at night, and I was like, ugh. You know, it was a terrible scene anyways. I gave my whole rundown about that show. So, like, I told my friend about it, and she heard all of it. So, I'm not going to stress it anymore. But I would like to say one thing. I would like to say one more thing about The Summer I Turned Pretty. And that is that I am not Team Conrad, nor Team Jeremiah, nor am I Team Belly. I can't stand all three of them. But if I had to pick Belly to be with someone, I would pick her to be with literally anyone else. There was that guy, Benito, who came in this season. He was fine. Why was she not with him? Like, as soon as he popped on the screen, I was like, oh, hello. A little Spanish boy in France. Like, what is his name? Cam Cameron. He's the best. A little, what was he? He was like Puerto Rican or something. Yeah. Anything but these two little white boy brothers. I'm team literally anyone else. So yeah, that's my opinion on The Summer I Turned Pretty. Good show. I actually really liked the season finale. I loved Belly in Paris. I thought that that was the best. She had her little like, not even on the season. I don't know if it was on the season finale, but like she had her little Paris moment and she did her little kiss on like, New Year's, and I was like, yes, I could watch like a whole Sex in the City with Belly in Paris. Like, this I would eat this up. I would really enjoy that. If we're gonna do a spinoff with that and just leave the brothers, I can honestly do without. No. Yeah, so that's my whole opinion on that. Anyways, what we're gonna talk about today. Last week I talked about Kelly Clarkson, and I thought that her music videos were going to be way more interesting than they were, because there are some Kelly Clarkson videos that I like, but they actually were not that interesting. They were like semi-interesting. It just wasn't enough to like really keep me, really get my attention. So today we're going to be talking about Tyler, the Creator. I've been listening to a little bit of Tyler, the Creator lately. I'm not a big Tyler, the Creator fan. Like, people don't really like when I say that because they're like, what? How can you say that? His music is good. I'm just not obsessed with it. And I realize that it's just because I am somebody who likes, like, I like simple music. Am I yelling? If I'm yelling, I'm sorry. I came in here kind of energetic. I'm already exhausted. Like, I think I just talked too much in like the past 9 minutes. What was I saying? Tyler, the Creator. I'm not a huge Tyler, the Creator fan because I think that his music tries to do a lot, and I don't really like music that does like too much. You know what I mean? I like my music to be kind of prescriptive. Like, I like a song that has a chorus, it has a verse, it has another chorus, it has another verse, you know? Like just give me the rundown and then do something I don't expect when you get to the bridge and bring me back home. I like that. I really enjoy that. I give me a song that's like maybe 2.5 minutes, perfect length. I don't like a song that's too long because then I'm like, it's repetitive and I don't want to put it on repeat. I need a song that's kind of short and then I can repeat it enough that it'll get in my head, but then like, it won't annoy me like too quickly. Like, I need a song that I can repeat for an entire week and then like throw it in the garbage, and then a year later I'll come back to it and I'll be like, dang, remember when you liked that song? And yeah, that's my relationship with music. So Tyler, the Creator, great artist. I mean, there are lots of songs that I love, but like, he's a hit or miss person for me. Like, I don't immediately love every Tyler, the Creator song. He's come out with a lot of music lately. Most recently, he released an album called Tap the Glass. It's called Don't Tap the Glass. Came out this year. pretty good, actually. I thoroughly enjoyed it. For someone who's not a big Tyler, the Creator fan, I was like, oh, this is fun. Like, it was nice and energetic. And he had a really serious flow in some of the parts. Chromacopia was the last album before that, and then Igor was the album that came right before that. Big albums all together, and they had a lot of hits. Lots of music videos too, though. I did a whole music video rundown, so I feel like I've got a good sense of who Tyler, the Creator is. Yeah. Anything else that I need to say before I continue? Oh, one more thing that I want to say is like a little announcement. It's not really an announcement, but like something I wanted to like talk about. Taylor Swift came out with music. I already covered Taylor Swift on the show. I'm not going to do it again. Because I mean, I only covered 3 songs and they weren't even like popular songs. It's just, you know, she's one of those artists. I'm not going to elaborate. Taylor Swift released a new album and I listened to 1 song and I saw 1 music video. It was The Fate of Ophelia, and I was not impressed. I've heard not great things about the album, and honestly, you should just decide for yourself. Like, just listen to what you want to hear. But the music video, I was told that the music video was, like, really, really good. And I watched it, and I was like, okay, you know? It reminded me, actually, a lot of the Me music video. But, like, if you took Me and you took the dial on it and you turned that down, like, a lot of it just felt like, I'm Taylor and this is a music video, you know? It's just like there was no it was all style, no substance for me. Nothing like deep. It's just glamour, glitz, over the top, shooting in your face stuff. And I'm like, is there something behind this music video, or did we just make visuals to make visuals? And I think that's exactly what happened. I was not interested in The Fate of Ophelia. So I'll listen to the album. I'll let you guys know next week. But it's not looking good for Lil Tay Tay for me right now. and I like Taylor Swift. I got nothing against her. So we are going to start with the biggest music video from Tyler, the Creator, I believe, from what I've seen. Not the one with Kali Uchis, but one that we all know. There's lots that we could talk about with this video. This is Earthquake by Tyler, the Creator.
You make
All right, that was Earthquake by Tyler, the Creator, and we're talking about Tyler, the Creator's music videos until 8 o'clock. I haven't seen this video in a while, and I didn't realize how long the intro was, so I didn't listen to what the girl said, and I don't remember what she said. So you can already, like, dock me 10 points. I feel bad about that. As soon as I saw that, I was like, crap, I'm gonna miss what she said. All right. And there's no captions either. Like, I would just have to listen to it right here in front of everyone. And I don't know what she's going to say. I don't remember. Let's go to the comments first. Then we'll talk about the video. Comments for this video say, every time I watch this video, it gets better. I see the little details about the characters that make the video seem more awkward, real. And Pearl Edwards matches the set perfectly. And the fact that there is no audience or music before Tyler comes on shows the awkwardness of both the situation described and the fact that Tyler in this world isn't a performer. He just wants to say something. Nice. I love a comment that has good grammar. Yeah. Yeah. what else we got? I know this song is already 6 years old. Isn't that insane? That's nuts. I feel like this just came out yesterday. A lot of people are talking about Cardi's verse. They said he's speaking cursive or something. Everybody chill. No, wait, what does it say? Everybody gangsta till Cardi starts speaking in my math teacher's handwriting. Ha 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 ha. What else do we have? Like, come on, guys. Talk about the video. Everybody. Oh, gosh. They're going in on Cardi. Tyler's legs look like he's doing a cheat code. And Tyler's legs look like that in every video. So we can discuss that. Guys, the reason why his knees are like that is because there's an earthquake. Thank you. Thank you. We had no idea. Anything interesting? You know, something I've noticed about our generation and the way that we leave comments, which I love, I think it's great, is that we're very, like, snappy we're, what's the word, like, witty, witty and brief. Like, we'll just say something and in, like, one little sentence, and it'll just, like, destroy your life. This says, I love how awkward the opening part is. I felt it when Cardi raps in Doctor's handwriting. He doesn't call himself the creator for no reason. Facts. It's taken me all this time to realize that's Tracee Ellis Ross as the interviewer. I knew that immediately. You are on something. All right. I guess we're not going to see a lot of comments about the video. This says, was here the day that this bleep dropped, and I was never the same. Probably Tyler's best combination of visuals and vibes. I totally agree. I think something about this video is that it really captures his essence. Like, we could talk a lot about the things that the inspiration of it, which I had to Google, because, like, I don't know, I'm not from whatever generation this was supposed to be taking stuff from. I don't know a lot, and I'm learning. All right. I'm learning. But this video captures his essence in, like, being somebody who is unique. And I use that word specifically for this. Like, that is a catered word. I don't use the word unique a lot, but, like, it is unique. It's unique. Unique? So what happens in this video? All right, so Tracee Ellis Ross is playing this, like, really awkward interviewer who's introducing Tyler, the Creator, who's about to come on stage, and he's about to perform before a TV audience, and she's, like, sitting to the side. So where this came from? Let's because I had to look it up, because I knew it, there was like a theme of it, but I didn't know exactly where it came from. It says, this was inspired in the style of Andy Warhol and his factory parties. Didn't know who that was. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not an old head. I didn't know who Andy Warhol was. I'm pretty sure it looks like, yeah, he's like a somebody who was pretty infamous in like the graphic design field. So for all my graphic designers out there who are pissed that I don't know who Andy Warhol is, I know, I'm sorry. You bet I'll know his name now, all right? It seems like he was somebody who was like a little bit more elaborate in his design. He was, okay, it says he was a leading figure in the pop art movement. Okay, so like, yeah, we can obviously see that. I didn't know that he was that guy. He's got some serious hair on him, and that's kind of, I guess that's where Tyler's inspiration is coming from, because he's got this like blonde wig on, and then the black sunglasses and this bright teal, is it teal? It's teal borderline sky blue suit, and the suit does not look like it, low-key looks kind of cheap, like it's not, that's not, I don't know, maybe I don't know suits, but like something about the suit looks a little bit plasticky. It might be just me. Okay, but anyway, she's this awkward interviewer who's like about to get everything started, and Tyler's kind of waiting on the side. He's got this curtain behind him, and it looks like, honestly, like a huge roll of aluminum foil type curtain. And Tracee Ellis Ross, who plays the interviewer, is like, all right, he's about to perform. He's just like giggling and stuff, and she's making it all awkward, and Tyler's like, he's just standing there patiently. It's kind of like a funny moment, you know? She introduces him, and he starts singing, and the music starts coming in. Things start getting kind of exciting, but he's still kind of awkward in the way that he performs. He has these, like, these bodily movements that aren't, like, I don't know. He's into the music, clearly, but, like, the expression of his outfit and stuff is not, it's not reciprocating, like, the music that's coming out. So, like, it is kind of entertaining to watch it. And it's also, like, not the music of the time, clearly, because this is something that was supposed to be from the 80s, and we're watching this now with like modern music, it doesn't have the same vibe. So he's singing to this camera, and he's really grasping this camera, and there are like these funny what are they called, I don't know what the word is, like fade-ins of his face in the corner, kind of like on those old picture day portraits of like the whole family, and like there'll be one of like the cat in the top left corner on like a little like a little ghost like fade away type thing. If you get what I'm saying, I didn't describe that well, but it was like distinguishable to this time period. So there's like that, and then the other thing is like his bodily movements, the way that he's dancing in this video. He's very into the music, and he's also kind of like, he's got this like Michael Jackson type, like dragging his feet, moving his legs thing. Which, as someone commented, is supposed to be like an earthquake. But also in the sense that I think that he's just trying to, what's the word? He's trying to emulate something from this time, and he's doing it pretty well, and I think that it's also just like really entertaining in the fact that a lot of his appearance is not matching up with the stuff that he is like saying and with how it's coming out. It's coming out so modern, but it's like not going that way. So as he keeps performing, the stage gets more and more like destructive. He starts performing on a piano when Cardi's verse starts coming on, and the piano is like spinning, things start getting kind of intense. All of a sudden it starts heating up, there's smoke coming onto the stage, and Tracee Ellis Ross is like, oh there's a fire, oh, you know, and she starts running out. She runs off, and then there's flames all of a sudden, it's lighting up this tinfoil looking curtain, the chair's on fire, Tracee's gone. Tyler is now starting to burn. He's burning in the fire. And then the fire department shows up, and they're blowing out the flames and stuff. And one of the firefighters is Tyler the Creator. And it's like, whoa, outfit change. so he comes in and he puts out the fire. And then the camera starts getting all shaky and stuff, because now the building's burning down. Everybody's got to leave. And that's how the video ends. It kind of just cuts off like that. That's the whole video. And as it ends, he kind of like stumbles out of the fire. Like we don't see him, but we only see his feet, and his feet are like dragging in the same way that they were as he was performing. So that's like, that's Tyler. Yeah, it's a video that's interesting in the fact that it is unique, I think. I don't think that it's like a very interesting video itself, if that makes any sense. I don't know how to describe it. Because it's like, the audience and the people in the comments are not necessarily enamored with this music video. They're enamored with Tyler, the Creator. That's something that only he can do. If another artist were to do this, it would not be as interesting. It wouldn't be remotely as interesting. It's the fact that he's like this guy who's a little bit different. I was about to use the word quirky. and then my eyes rolled backwards. He's this guy that's a little bit different. He has this like very distinguishable sense of humor. He's got this like wry wit. And people kind of respond to that, and they respond to that in his music as well. So as he's like pouring his heart out in his music, and like the vibe is interesting, it's fun, everybody's like enjoying his music. He's not on the same level as us. He's like somewhere else. And that is what this video shows. Like in the world of urgency, there's a fire going on. The whole building is burning down. They got the firefighters coming in. They've got the extinguishers going. Everyone's gone. Everyone's off the set. Tyler's still there. He's still singing the song till the place burns down. And then all of a sudden he shows up as a firefighter who saves the day. It's like everybody's somewhere. And Tyler, the Creator, is on a whole nother level. He's not even remotely close to you. That's what this video expresses to me. I could give two shakes of a whatever the about what the plot of the music video is. Earthquake. I don't know what the song's about. I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less what the song's about. But like the point of the music video, I felt like it spoke a lot more to Tyler, the Creator, and who is what his individuality is. What is his name? You know what? I'm gonna look up the pronunciation because I want to make sure I say it right. Hold up. I want to be sure. Tyler Tacoma. Cool. That's his name. Tyler. I just want to be sure. Okay. Yeah. This was a video about Tyler. That was his video. It's his. It was his. Every artist has their thing. Everybody's got their, like, their ode to the world. Ode to their audience. Whatever their fan base is. They've got their ode. Every artist has that. That was Tyler's. But he goes a little bit crazy. He goes a little bit absurd on these next few songs and on these next few albums that he releases. I already screwed up. This song. This is another interesting one. A little bit less energetic, I think. I don't know. There's a lot we can talk about here. This is "Darling I" by Tyler, the Creator.
Ready to drift, La Ferrara handle better and it's pretty as feel safe in the grove, big boy when I drive, love them all for different reasons at the same time, see monogamy, that's not for me, one option for everybody, don't you lie to me, too many rules, I'm too curious to try to be hiding things, feeling shame for the side of me, cause honestly, T see is not perfect. So how can I get everything from one person? I'm at the altar, but I'm still searching. I'm only human. If it ain't work, things change. And nothing stay the same, I believe. Maybe letting go is a beautiful thing. Perfect for the time being. I ain't do nothing wrong. Life is short, but forever it's so long. I like a long time. I'm on my own time. I love this good old. I hit the gold mine. I'm thinking new crib. I'm thinking two kids. Until I get infatuated with a new... But when that gray hair finally come, at least I felt something if I ain't find the one. Nobody could fulfill me like this music does. So I'll be lonely with these Grammys when it's all said and done. Come on.
That was Darling I by Tyler the Creator and featuring Tizo Touchdown. I have I don't like Tizo Touchdown. I don't like Tizo Touchdown because when he came to College Park last semester and I went to that concert, I did not enjoy it. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like the vibe of it. It also felt like too much. It was just like simmer down, you know? It was too much for me. Everyone else, slayed. Raven Lynae, that girl's a superstar. I hope she takes over the world. I'll vote her president. Tinashe? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. She's amazing. She is the baddest. She's one of the baddest out here, and we need to be talking about Tinashe more. Tizo Touchdown. Nah. All right. So, Darling I, this is a fun music video. I liked this one when I watched it and it made me want to talk about it. So this song came out last year, I think. Right? But the music video, it says, only came out a month ago. I don't know. I actually don't know when this song came out. Let's look at the comments quickly. Okay, this comment says, after giving away his heart to so many people who he knew he was never going to be with him, he had nothing left to give the one person he felt he could see forever with. So he alone watches her find tomorrow on her own. This means something to me, baby. That's what it says. Interesting comment. This one says, the symbolism of him giving his heart away to so many people while he couldn't give the one girl he wanted a future with, adds so much character to these two albums. With his soul searching for the right person that is beautiful, we'll forever love his creativity and all that he has put out for us. You know, I should start listening to more of his lyrics. Oh my gosh. I listened to one song by him the other day. I forgot what the song is called. Tyler, the Creator, has a serious flow sometimes, and he hides it behind all the gimmicks and things. I don't think that he hides it, but I think that he likes the gimmicks, and honestly, it's cool, go with the gimmicks. But he has an insane flow. He is still like this kid that likes to rap, which I'm going to show in the next song, in the next music video. He's still just this kid that likes to rap, and when he does, it's sick. Like, what did Beyonce say? I sneezed on the beat and the beat got sick. Or when Tyler coughs on the beat, it's got the flu. So, like, he is just exceptionally talented. That's something, like, in his lyricism, I feel, like, comes across sometimes. But also, in this music video, like, in the song, I wasn't listening as hard. But now that I think about it and what I've seen in the video, I'm like, oh, okay, wow, there's a lot going for it, and like him trying to really like communicate something to his audiences. So if he's on the search for this one of his, I hope he finds her. not here. So okay, let's talk about the video. So what happens in the video is that it opens with Tyler, the Creator. He's standing by himself in the dark, and then the scene cuts to another scene where there's this, like, old 50s? I think this is the 50s. And there's a date on that bus. There's a 50s bus, and it's letting people out. And the bus driver is Tizo Touchdown, and he's watching all these people get off the bus. There's a lot of star-studded actors in here. They're stacking up the cast. These people are getting off the bus and they're arriving somewhere, and this place is called Forever. And one of the people who's outside the bus station is the guy from The Bear. I forget his name. Hang on, let me look up his name. The Bear cast. Hang on. Marcus from The Bear. His name is Lionel Boyce. He's in this video. And in the beginning of the video, he goes up to, like, the phone booth, and he's, like, trying to make a call or something, and it doesn't work, and he's like, ugh, darn, and he walks away. That part I have not been able to understand. I've watched this video a few times now, and I still can't rationale, like, what that means. But then again, I'm just slow. So after that happens, it cuts to another part, and Tyler is now sitting on a curb with this girl, and they're watching somebody skateboard and stuff, and they're having fun with each other. He's, like, enamored by her. He's looking deeply into her eyes and singing and stuff. It's very Alicia Keys. It's so Alicia Keys. It's insane. He took from the book of Alicia. And I love it. I love an Alicia Keys music video. It's so, like, it's very lovey-dovey. It's romantic. And it's a side that I have not seen from Tyler, the Creator, that much. Where he's kind of, like, he's kind of more on the back burner. He's more submissive in that sense. So the next scene is that, wait, who's the girl that he's, I don't know who the girl was. I think she's like a new actress. He's sitting on the curb with some girl. I sorry that I don't know her name. But then he gets in the car in the next scene, and he's with this other girl, and the other girl is Nia Long, and they're having fun with each other. They're kind of like giggling in the car and stuff, being playful with each other, and he's like whispering to her, he's giving her stuff. The next scene is that he's riding on like one of the baggage carts with Nia Long, and she's holding this thing that he gave her, and she's like holding his face and stuff, and she's like expressing her love for him. Then the next scene is Tyler. He goes up to another girl, and it's inside the bus station, and the girl is played by Io Debris, and he's giving this girl something as well, and this girl is so happy to see him. She's like so thankful for what he gave her, and I don't know the other words. So after that, there's another scene, and it looks like a Black Panther party sort of meeting. And Tyler's there. He's at this meeting, And one of the girls who's at the meeting is Willow. And they decide to go into a photo booth and they take a bunch of photos with each other. And it's just like, the point is that Tyler is hopping from girl to girl to girl. And he's given this girl something too. And this, she's like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. She wants to know what it is. Same thing happens in another scene. Well, the last one was in black and white, but this one is in like Technicolor. And in this scene, he's giving something to Lauren London. And I really liked this one because it's like, Lauren London is like the cool girl at a window. I don't know what she's doing here. I think she's like, she might be getting like, she getting her like payment or something. Maybe she's paying a bill. I don't know. It looks like she's in some type of like courthouse or something like that. But she's in this building and she's at this booth and Tyler walks up to her and he like starts doing like this funny dance and stuff. He's trying to get her attention. And I love that because I think that it really speaks to like adolescent humor and like really trying to please someone. I thought that it was really entertaining to watch. And I thought that it kind of spoke to like young black love. So he gives Lauren London something and they kind of like walk away together and Tizo touched down again. He's the guy at the window. He's like, Tizo's the guy who's like always across the video doing something. So finally all these girls decide to open what they've been given. And when they open it, it's a heart. All of them have a heart. And clearly it means that like Tyler gave his heart to everybody. Until finally, at the end of the video, he's waiting outside of this bus station and there's a girl who's there and it's nighttime. The bus is about to leave. Tizo touchdown's outside. He's smoking a cigarette and the girl has a box and it says forever and it's being given to the girl on it. She's sitting on the bus. She's about to leave and she looks out the window and she sees Tyler walk away with another girl. So it's like, it's not her, but Tyler still like clearly wants to be with her. He's like pining for her, but it just doesn't end up together. They don't end up together. And then the bus drives away and it says forever on the title on the bus. It's directed by Tyler and, oh, here it is. Okay. It says starring in order of appearance, Tyler Okoma, Tizo Touchdown, Lionel Boyce, Chase Infinity, that's her name. I'm so sorry I didn't know her name. I have not seen the movie that she's in, and I really want to see it really, really badly. Chase Infinity is gorgeous. Nikhil Smith, Nia Long, who else? Iowa Debris, Willow Smith, Lauren London, Orion Strohacker, I have no idea who that is, and Jasmine Rutledge. So that's the full cast of this music video. It's pretty stacked. This is a serious music video, and I think it was pretty good use of them. I've also noticed, like, a lot of gory stuff in Tyler's music videos that I'm not obsessed with. Like, maybe not a lot, but, like, he has a knack for being kind of, like, nasty. And I don't like that. That's just, like, a me preference. I don't want to see that. I could have done this whole music video without him actually giving physical hearts. If he would have just given them, like, a candy heart, I think it still would have gotten the message across. The physical heart was, like, ugh. And either way, it still showed, like, the horror. Every time they opened it, they kind of still had that horror on their face that was like, why would somebody give me this only to get up and leave? So if that was what he was going for, hey, the message was received. I mean, we got it loud and clear. It was a cuter music video, I think. I think it's probably my favorite from what I've seen so far. I would take, like, I'll take this video for the first 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Past 2 minutes and 30 seconds is where it loses me. That's where I think it starts to get nasty. But I love the aspect of like Tyler trying to interest and woo these girls and trying to get their attention. I think that's really, really cool. I think it's awesome. And I think it looks really cute too. Last video, last song that we're going to be talking about. One that's the most energetic and one that I also hey, Spotify just... The music just shut down. That's not good. Okay. No worries. We can do it another way. Hold on. All right. So the last song that we're going to be talking about is one that is a little bit more energetic. Comes from the same album, Don't Tap the Glass. It's a song that I really liked to hear more recently, but a music video that is... all the more interesting. This is Stop Playing With Me by Tyler, the Creator.
Bro. When I get to snapping like doo-wop, really got the juice like Tupac. Shorty got a strong jaw, might chew. Got me coming out the blue like new cop. I've been rocking by myself, I'm through. You jump off the porch, me, I flew. Say I'm too sick, I chew. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. You and your mama, stop playing with me. You and your dreams, stop playing with me. Stop playing. F40, that's the brand new coupe. Stuffed with what the I do. Caught the plane with Matt Braun there too. Thank the gods I'm nothing like you. Like you. Like you. Like you. Stop playing with me. 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 You and your mama, stop playing with me. You and your dreams, stop playing with me. You and the kids, stop playing with me. Tell them boys hop off my. Tell them boys hop off my. Use a funky. Use a funky. Ra ta 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 ta. Ra ta 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 ta. Tell them boys hop off my
bag. Only talk big. That's a big bag. Always hated on me, been mad. Missy, we can line it up like a chin strap. I could grant up a wish, think I'm Sinbad. I paid in her herb, I've been led.
Fast money, dick.
Type in head. Ears, neck, teeth, wheels like a tin man. Spending Converse money, what I mean is burning white paper, that's a zigzag. I drown in it like I swim bad.
Yuck.
Look. Don't you try to downplay my name. You're in others if I crash this plane. Hated recess, I don't play no games. Stop playing with me.
Get your funky in that tub.
All right. That was Stop Playing With Me by Tyler, the Creator. And I picked that song at the perfect time. So everybody say, thank you, Asher, for your amazing timing. Thank you, Asher, for your amazing timing. Yeah, you're so welcome. So I changed my mind. That's my favorite Tyler, the Creator music video. I think that that music video is heat. That's it. Oh, wow. Like, I'm washing my hands. That music video is really, really good. I think that, like, I've told you guys my opinion on Tyler. I think that he is an exceptional rapper when he gets into his bag. Like, when he is in the zone, I know that they were in the studio and they were like, it was silence. It was silence. It was silence in the room. No one had anything to say. They were like, oh my gosh, he's going in. And they didn't even, production took like 30 minutes tops. They just released it. They just released it. Tyler, they said Tyler's on. Tyler's on, everybody shush. No one say a word. Because when he gets in his bag, he gets in his bag. And when the music video starts rolling, everybody on set is silent. Like, I don't want to hear a peep out of anyone. All of a sudden, Tyler is commanding a room. I mean, yes, he's been doing it before, and he was always, like, this, like, kind of alt kid or whatever. But when he gets serious, oh my gosh. Like, shut up. It's like when that person who never says anything finally decides to say something and you're like, oh, like, like you feel something, like the all of a sudden you can like cut the tension with a knife. When he finally has something like serious to say, oh my gosh, you better listen. So Stop Playing With Me. Love this. I got a lot of love for this song. I got a lot of love for this music video. It's also just like very quintessential rap music video and where it came from. Like, this is what they used to look like. It was very simple. It was somebody in front of a camera saying what they had to say to everybody else, and everybody else is just rocking with them in front of this camera. That's it. It's a vibe. Like, that's the whole thing. You just gotta rock with it. And he's dancing. Tyler's got some moves on him. I mean, yeah, if he wasn't a Michael Jackson kid, I would, if somebody told me that he wasn't a Michael Jackson kid, I would think they were lying. So what happens in this music video? So simple. It's so simple. And that's the essence of it. Don't do more. don't do more. Please stop doing so much. I think people, everybody just needs to sit down for 5 minutes. Just like sit. Don't do more. Just sit and like marinate. Music starts. Tal is in front of the camera. He's got this stash. Okay. Stash is on. He's got these clear frame glasses, sideways cap, earrings, studs. And he's wearing this leather jacket, blue gloves. Okay. And some kicks that look like Converse. Am I crazy? Are those like the Converse, like, those look like Converse. Okay. I don't know. I'll let y'all know. Anyways, he's in this room. There's a bunch of, he's in this like regular schmegular room, right? It's got two massive stereos on the sides of him. The stereos are bigger than he is. They're taller than him. And the only other thing in the room is that there's a wall. There's a wall. Obviously there's a wall. There's a door behind him. It's a blue door behind him. There's a sign on the wall that says no glass tapping. And there's like two fluorescent linear lights that are hanging from the ceiling. Besides that, you know what? They're probably LED. Two LED linear lights that are hanging from the ceiling. And there's newspapers all over the floor. Not all over, but more like scattered on the floor. Like it looks like the wind just blew them in. It's not littered with newspapers. It's just someone, it looks like somebody dropped like all of their newspapers on the floor. So the music starts playing. Tyler starts moving. All of a sudden, air is filling up this room. The newspapers are flying and Tyler just goes in. Like he is feeling this song. He's moving in ways that I have never seen him move before. That's not true. I've seen him move like this, but not in this intent. Like this is intense. He's brought it to a new level. And while this is happening, the bass on the stereo starts like booming and you can see it because like it's like you can see the stereos like physically bouncing back and forth. And the floor also starts moving towards the camera. So Tyler's getting closer to the camera, not because he's walking, but because the floor is moving. He gets closer to the camera. There's a cut to him leaning on this sports car. I don't know what it is. And it's just for like 2 seconds. The cut goes away. And when it comes back, LeBron James is in front of the screen. Tyler's dancing like he's never danced before. And LeBron is standing in this dominating position, hands crossed in front of him, and he's got his friend with him. I don't know homeboy's name. Low-key thought that he was Mike Epps for two seconds. What's his name? Let me look up his name. Maverick Carter. Sorry, basketball fans. I don't know who he is. I'm sorry. His business partner. I'm sorry. LeBron and Maverick Carter are standing in front of this camera and they're vibing to Tyler. Like, and they're still, but they're like, you can see them bumping just a little bit. It's heat. It's so good. Tyler starts going in again. The camera goes to black. Like the camera doesn't fade. It cuts. And when it cuts and it comes back, everybody is always like more into the song. So it comes back. Tyler is again into the song. He's rapping in front of the camera. The wind is blowing these newspapers. They're flowing throughout the room. And Pusha T all of a sudden is behind him. Pusha T and Malice are on both sides of him. He's sandwiched between Pusha T and Malice. He's sandwiched between Clips. And again, he's going in front of the camera. And the part that's so good about this is that they're not that, I mean, they're into the song. But no guy is gonna act like he's into a song like that. It's like you just vibe with it, like you just F with it. You're here and you're listening to it. You're like, like that's what they're doing. They're kind of just bumping. They're in the back just bumping. They're kind of like they're even low key talking to each other while Tyler's rapping. Like Tyler is spitting bars, and behind them, Pusha T is like, "Yo, like, did you see the weather? It's crazy. It's getting cold outside." Like. That's the video. And I love it. I'm honestly going to give this a thumbs up afterwards. All of a sudden, are these Converses? Am I crazy? Those are Converses. I see the star. I think it was also a little bit of a Converse ad. And all right, I'll take a Converse ad. I love Converse, you know? Like, I'll buy the Converse ad. On the other hand, Tyler trying to sell me water, no. So Tyler comes back. He's, I don't know what the dance moves are called. I'm sorry, I don't know dances. Like, I'm just stupid. He comes back, he's dancing in front of the camera and stuff, you know, like, stop playing with me. He keeps saying it, stop playing with me. And all of a sudden, LeBron and Maverick Carter are back, and they start vibing with the song. Maverick starts putting these gloves on. I don't know why you're putting the gloves on. They look like gardening gloves. Like, what's he about to do? Pull out a hose? He's going to start raking some leaves up, but rake these newspapers all over the floor. I don't know. But they start vibing with the song, too, and they're doing it so subtly that it's like, it's kind of like them giving their stamp of approval for Tyler. They're like, oh yeah, like, okay, I vibe with this boy Tyler. Like, that's that's kind of what it's giving to me. And it's like, you were invited on set, of course you vibe with them. But they're there, and they start vibing with him a little bit. Video keeps going on. Everybody's kind of more and more into the music. Malice and Pusha T, I don't know, they could take it or leave it. I mean, they're just kind of standing there the whole time. But either way, the fact that they're there is like enough. They're there. Clips is there, and everybody should just shut up. At the end, Tyler comes up to the camera. He's like, stop playing with me. Walks out, walks behind the stereo. On the screen, it says, don't tap the glass, and then it goes to black. That's a killer music video. That's a rap video if I ever saw one. That's the bar. This comment says, this dude recorded all of this while on tour. This album is insane. I totally agree. This comment says, Pusha T and Malice aura farming while Tyler is genuinely tweaking has my heart. Yes. Pusha T and Malice are standing there like they're bodyguards or something. Or what are they called? The people who stand at the door at the club? I forget what they're called. Later I'm going to listen to it and I'm going to be like, it's that word, Osher, it's that word. Give me 2 seconds. Let me think. The bouncers. Yes, the bouncers. They're standing there like bouncers at a club. Like they're going to protect Tyler. aura farming is a phrase I've never heard before. Perfect phrase, though, to use. Like, awesome. Anything else? Did anybody else comment on this? This is calling up LeBron and Clips just to stand in your video without ever saying a word is the ultimate flex. Yes, it's the ultimate flex. Like, he must have, like, bragging rights. Bragging rights for real. It's just the fact that they're there and the fact that they vibe with Tyler every single time. Like, I'm going to eat it up. It's so good. It's honestly an ingenious idea. And for every artist that didn't already think of that, you're just like, you're stupid. Okay. We're going to listen to one more Tyler thing on the way out, a song that I've had on repeat lately. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great rest of your week. This is Big Poe featuring Skatebird by Tyler, the Creator, and Pharrell Williams. Be nice to each other and whatnot, and I'll see you guys next time.
Number 3, don't tap the glass.
Burn it down, turn it up. I don't consent, I don't get you on my get up. Wipe your lips off while I zip up. I'm a sick pup, girl, I'm nasty. Eat the in the back of the backseat. Yellow diamonds, black skin, I'm taxi. You can run all you want, you can't catch me. Big Poe, I'm Big Poe, I'm Big Poe, I'm Big Poe, slim. I hate light skin, don't my mama. I like dark skin, like my mama. I like light skin, like my daddy. You ain't like that line, not my problem. I'm on a plane trying to flip off, switch off. Sit on my face, give me lip gloss. The tint off, that's not a G5, take that kid off right now. I'm Mario, pipe down, baby, I'm Big Poe. I'm Big Poe, I'm Big Poe, I'm Big Poe, slim.
I'm in Paris where it rains.